So, why should we not covet? Obviously, the first answer is because the Bible condemns it. But I think the second reason why we should not covet is because it will ruin our lives. People who covet end up in a lot of trouble. If you check with people in prison, my guess is that a big percentage of them, what finally, assuming they are there after they are properly convicted, what led them there, you are likely to discover for many of them, not all of them, was it started with a coveting. If they are there because of adultery, it started with coveting. If they are there because of stealing, it started with coveting. If they are there because of murder, it could have started with coveting. He can't do that to me. How can he do that to me? In the process, you took the law in your own hands and led you into a lot of trouble. So why should we not covet? For our own good. You have a better life, better quality of life, when you learn to accept what you have. It's the only old thing you have. And you learn to accept what the other persons have is what God has given him, and it is not yours. So you are happy for him. You start rejoicing because he has. You even now fight for him not to lose what he has. You are happy he has it, and you wish him the very best. When you do that, number one, your relationship with the others becomes better. When you don't covet, you relate better with people. And when you relate better with people, they kind of admire you. They kind of are friendly to you. Whether they are rich or poor, they enjoy your company. In the process, you will sleep every night a happy man because you have sorted out your relationships.